in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, you know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, it's a sad day in professional football. Death of Junior Seau, former NFL linebacker, 20 seasons in the National Football League. Someone I got to know during the time I covered this game, and I'm still in shock over this one and hearing the news about it today. It's a not just a heartbreaker, a heart crusher. But that's what's happened out in California, and again, we all our thoughts, prayers to his family, his three kids, young man, and I know there's going to be a lot more to the story that comes out, but and it sent shockwaves through the building here in Berea. A lot of people had contact with him, you know, knew him. Some people had were his teammate. In different stops, you know, members of the coaching staff, and a lot of folks around here worked with him in different places because he did play beside San Diego, of course, the Dolphins and the Patriots. Anyway, very sad to start this off. On the news side, word coming down from the NFL finally about the suspensions of players tied into the Saints bounty story, and one of them, of course, is Scott Fujita, who's a linebacker now for the Browns, but was a linebacker for the Saints at the time this all went down, and he faces a 3-game suspension. And a statement from head coach Pat Shurmur on Fujita. Shurmur says, "We will respect the commissioner's decision. Scott is a valued member of the Cleveland Browns, and we look forward to his participation in our off-season program and training camp." So that's that on that front. And a transaction. The Browns were awarded a punter today. Spencer Lanning claimed off waivers from the Jacksonville Jaguars, had been signed as an undrafted free agent by the Bears back in 2011, waived by the Bears in September of last year, and then signed with Jacksonville in January. South Carolina, 4-year letterman. 171 punts for a 42.6-yard average in college. Pretty good. And 46 punts inside the 20-yard line. So, you got Reggie Hodges, of course, coming back from that Achilles injury, and you got to have another leg in camp at the very least. So, Spencer Lanning is going to be the owner of that leg once the kicking commences in training camp this summer here in Berea. Your questions. Oh, before we get to that, we want to tell you about the show. Yeah, Doug Deacon joins us to talk about the O-line additions to the Browns. We go into Doug's wheelhouse as a former offensive lineman, the analyst on the Browns Radio Network, with us to break that down. And then we're going to hear from one of the draft picks, one of the fourth rounders, James Michael Johnson, the linebacker from Nevada, will be on the line with us. We'll talk with him about joining the team and what he intends to bring to the Browns. And he'll be among the rookies, the draft picks, and other rookies signed as free agents who will be here a week from, well, they travel, I guess, a week from tomorrow, and it starts a week from Friday, the rookie minicamp. And then we'll answer your questions are the ones from our season ticket holders, and as well as those that are submitted to us, the many, I mean thousands that we get, frankly, and comments and questions via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, and also the voicemail line. And this is always a fun feature, and a lot of you take advantage of that, and I love it that you lend your voice to the show, and this is the opportunity to do it. You dial 855-363-DAILY or locally. By the way, that number is 855-363-2459. Locally, 440-824-6134. And you dial us up, as this gentleman did.
Hey, Vic. My name is Mitch. I listen from Atlanta, Georgia, on my Android phone through the Cleveland Browns app. I've called before, but I just kind of had a comment about the draft. People are, you know, so up in arms about the entire draft and how, you know, we didn't get the wide receiver that we need, or, you know, picking John Hughes was too of a reach. And people got to realize that NFL draft boards look completely different 95% of the time than what the so-called analysts or scouts have people listed as. I mean, John Hughes was being pursued by other teams, I'm sure, because otherwise we wouldn't have gone after him. And people need to also realize these guys that we got in the draft, pretty much all of them started most or all the games throughout college, so they won't have any kind of durability issues. And then also, we got to realize, you know, we took a wide receiver. Everyone's like, oh, it's not the wide receiver with the big name or whatever. Travis Benjamin had identical combine numbers as DeSean Jackson, another guy who Tom Pecker picked. And how did that end up working out for the Eagles? People need to just, you know, step back, calm down, and not take what these scouts and these analysts say as the overall grade of the draft, because we don't know until we see these guys on the field. And if we know from anything, the guys that Tom Hecker picks usually produce. Thank you very much. Go Browns.
Good stuff from Atlanta. And it's some perspective. The part of it that I like, although I'm not going to get in the business of dissing those in my business who do this draft analysis thing, who do the projections and help set boards, their own boards, the mock drafts and such. Because again, I've been there. It's part of the career of covering the NFL. It's what you do if you seriously cover this league on a year-round basis. So many, and what fans do just for the fun of it. But those of us who get paid to talk about this game, write about this game, and have been around this game for as long as I have, which is basic, feels like forever. This is what you do. You analyze and make guesses as best you can. Are they educated? Well, you think they are because you consult people around the league, scouts, GMs. I mean, that's who influences some current and many current, and then some former, who also break down film and come up with their lists. And again, you know the names of the folks who do this in the media and who formerly did this for teams and now do this for the media. And books are published, and internet pieces are put together, and those of us as fans or media or those of us on the outside read these and consider these rankings gospel in many cases and say, this is how the guys rank. So when the team you follow doesn't draft to that board, so to speak, they're reaching, you know, or they're missing something. The mistake has been made because this board is right and the team's board has to be wrong. And so to the point of our caller here is I fully agree. And it's not because it's a pro Browns perspective or a pro Tom Heckert perspective, but it's perspective. It is, think about this. And the man has done this for a living for a long time and has done it well for a living for a long time. You don't have a lot of misses here with this guy. You do have some misses with other people. We're not questioning the misses here because these last couple of years, the target, let's just talk about what he's done for the Browns. There are legit starters, legit quality players that have come onto this team on his watch. So you merit some level of credibility for doing that, a lot of credibility. Some of our questions from social media, William, via the Browns official Twitter page. Is Colt enough of a quarterback to mentor Brandon Whedon for 6 months? And then he's saying, dump Seneca's millions, use that to pay T. Richardson, or T-Rex, as he puts it, and I'm sorry. He wants to use it to pay others. Okay, I got you. But I think it might not be just his right role for Colt McCoy. No, I don't see it. I think he is more of at the young learning stages of his career. I don't know that he can bring the credentials of teaching to, first of all, a guy who's older than him. Brandon Wheaton's older than him. Granted, he's a rookie to the NFL, and Colt's going into year three in the NFL. But I don't know that that juxtaposition is going to work, especially with Colt being the guy who would be giving up his starting job, losing his starting job to the newcomer. And I'm not saying Colt wouldn't be a good enough guy to do it, or hardwired that way to do it, but there's not enough that he's seen that I think could be helpful to another young quarterback or a rookie who has the unusual situation of being older than the veteran in this case. Nicholas via Twitter: any chance the Browns hand over some return duties to Travis Benjamin so that Josh Cribbs can focus more on offense? Absolutely. I think he's here to be, at least in the punt return game especially, to be that kind of an impact, immediate impact guy. This is a 4-3-6, sub-4-3 at one point in his, at least he said, football life runner, speedster, guy who can make people miss. Yeah, I think between the two of them, the return game could be in really, really tremendous hands. And to your point of getting more opportunities for Cribbs at receiver, it could work the other way too. I think Travis Benjamin finds his way on the perimeter at receiver. All right, we are just getting this thing off the ground for you, this show that we lovingly call Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And coming up is a conversation with Doug Deacon, Browns color analyst on their radio network. Going to have a breakdown with Doug Deacon on the choices of Mitchell Schwartz and Ryan Miller, the two O-line additions to this football team. That's coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great time, great food, get to Quaker Steak & Lube.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cobb, Steak & Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak & Lube.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Since more people bundle their TV, phone, and internet with Cox, the phone company's got some time on their hands.
Yes?
Hi, care to have your windows washed today?
Excuse me?
Oh, we can wash your windows. We have a truck with a cherry picker lift. We'll get your third floor windows spotless.
No, thank you.
Well, what about some phone, DSL, and TV?
DSL? Sorry, but I've got the Cox bundle for just $75 a month, so...
Cox! Thank you.
Well?
Another Cox bundle.
What did we ever do to them?
I just can't believe they can offer America's fastest internet.
As rated by PCMag.com?
TV with 100% digital picture and sound for just $75.
Digital phones included, too.
Thanks for reminding me.
And what a friend's for.
Get the bundle more people are going for. The Cox bundle. Only $25 each for 6 months. Plus free professional installation. Come by any Cox Solutions store or go to Cox.com to switch today. Limited time offer for residential customers only. Price includes new subscriptions to Cox Internet Essential, TV Economy, and Phone Premier. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Installation, equipment taxes, other fees, additional, other restrictions apply.
Hello there. This is Scott for Scott's Easy Seed. This brilliant stuff is guaranteed to grow grass on any bare patch, even if you miss a day of watering. That's because it combines the finest seed and fertilizer with a natural mulch that absorbs and holds 8 times its weight in water. That's something that Ground Up Paper and Pennington Complete just can't match. To learn more, go to Scotts.com. Go on, prepare those bare patches with Scotts Easy Seed this weekend. Seed your lawn. Seed it.
Welcoming you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this Football Wednesday edition. Victor Ritchie with you. In this segment, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Joined now by Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, former Browns offensive lineman. Doug, how you doing?
Doing fine. Doing fine.
Well, the draft is still something we're poring over and probably will for the next several weeks, but as the part of it that I just wanted to get into specifically with you, the two offensive line picks, and we'll start with Mitchell Schwartz, the second rounder from Cal, the offensive tackle who right now looks like the best candidate to start at right tackle for the Browns.
Yeah, you know, he's a guy that's got a lot of experience starting and at Cal. Obviously, if you go to Cal, you're going to be a smart kid. And,
yeah.
You know, one of the things that I think, you know, when you drafted Trent Richardson, and then all of a sudden you get these big offensive linemen, you know, and Trent Richardson isn't the tallest guy in the world, and you see a Ray Rice, you know, the way he, you know, kind of squirts out of the line of scrimmage and then, you know, he hits the hole.
Right.
I think, you know, you've got a guy that, you know, has experience starting. He's played left tackle in his career, which means he's going to be a more athletic right tackle than probably most if you're just taking a pure right tackle, a mauler. And, you know, he's a big body. And, you know, this team, I think, needed to get bigger and tougher besides just being faster, you know, and younger.
Yeah, to me, it's impressive that they did go ahead and address that position. I mean, specifically, I know there were a lot of people who wanted to see them do it even sooner than they did it, but I think this was the right place because if you look at it, you get a dynamic player off the bat in Trent Richardson. You address your quarterback, your franchise quarterback, with your other first-round pick. I think the natural next spot to deal with your offensive line was right here and with someone that you believed in. Others might not have had this guy rated as high. In fact, a lot of those draft Nick services that you see around the country didn't. But it didn't matter to Tom Heckert. He and his group identified this guy as a specific player to fill that hole.
Yeah, and I think, you know, sometimes these people that, you know, write the draft magazines, their experience in the NFL is very limited to the point that, you know, they're just wannabes. And,
yeah.
You know, Tom Heckert, his track record has been good, borderline great. I mean, he's brought in people that can start. And, you know, when you see something about a guy, you know, it's just not the size, and it's, you know, a lot of it is the attitude of the person. Is this a guy that, you know, wants to play? Does he have a passion for the game? Sometimes you get guys that, you know, they think, you know, once they made it to the NFL, they've made it. And I always tell kids, I says, you know, getting here is the easy part, staying here is the tough part.
Sure. And Doug, let's break down what you want to see from a right tackle, especially in today's game. It's described as the mauler position. It's described as the one that is key to the running game because most teams are right-handed when they do run. But what else does it entail, and what are the qualities? I know we don't know much about Mitchell Schwartz other than what he's done in his collegiate career, that he's big, that he's athletic, that, like you say, he's played a lot of games. He's played in varied blocking schemes at Cal. They used some different schemes, so he's had exposure to all of that. But what are some of the basic things that you're going to be looking for and want to see from this guy when you start seeing him in training camp and going forward?
Well, I think, you know, the trend in the NFL now is to go to spread formations. And when you go to spread formations, That means a lot of time you don't have a tight end on the right side. That means that right tackle has to be athletic enough to be able to block in space. And, you know, there's times where you break in a guy and you always put the tight end on the right side, the right side to make sure that you help him. Well, if, you know, Schwartz has played the left side, he knows how to play in space. And he's played, you know, on the backside of a quarterback. So his ability to, you know, take a guy one-on-one without, you know, needing to have somebody in the chip or somebody in the help, I think that's what you're looking for. And as far as, you know, the running game, you know, as Brian Collier said, you know, you got those attitude plays. And Brian Collier had a great comment about Jim Brown. He says, you know, when you got a running back like that, and I know Jim thinks that Trent is ordinary, but I don't. But, you know, his philosophy with Jim Brown, he says, hey, you get a body on the defensive lineman, and nobody's going to tackle him with one arm. And right. I think that's the philosophy you got to have. If you get a big body on somebody, you know, they can't reach out with one arm and bring him down if that body's still on him. And if he's got the feet to play left tackle, he's got the feet to maintain contact with the defensive player.
Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The other O-line pickup, another big guy. In fact, he measures taller than the tackle, but he's supposed to play guard, Ryan Miller from Colorado. They picked him up on the fifth round. This is an interesting guy, Doug, because, as we say, he's got the frame of a tackle type of player, yet he's an interior lineman. And when you watch him play, and I've seen him on tape, he looks like a guy who can get enough. He can get low enough, I guess, yeah, to get that leverage, which is not easy for tall guys to do.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's one of the things that some teams have done. Indianapolis is a classic example. They've gone for the small defensive ends with the idea that they'll win the leverage game because big, tall offensive tackles can't bend their knees. Well, you have the same problem with the nose tackle. Nose tackles, you know, usually are like fire hydrants. And, you know, the bend your knees and maintain leverage, because as soon as you stand tall, you lose your strength. I don't care how big you are. If you're standing up and that guy's underneath you, you're not as strong as you would like to be. So, you know, this is a guy that's got long arms, too. I mean, and right, when you got long arms, you can extend them and, you know, keep people away. And he's a big body. He's played some tackle, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, when Eric Steinbach was released, all of a sudden you're looking, you know, we got to get a swing tackle in there too. And if this kid can also play that position, then you've really hit a diamond in the rough.
Gives them some versatility. And here's the interesting thing too, because we talked so much about the guard play of the Browns this past season, with, for obvious reasons, after Steinbach's injury, and then you had Jason Pinkston starting at that left guard spot as a rookie, a former college tackle trying to find his way. And it took him every bit of that whole season, that first season, to just start to make some progress, which I think we saw at the end of the year. And then Sean Laval at that other spot, a younger player as well, also trying to feel his way through. So one of the things I guess we look at with Miller is, he is what? Maybe he's, well, he's definitely competition for these guys.
And competition is what you're looking for. I mean, if you're going to make your roster stronger, you've got to get competition at the position. And I go back to when the Browns came back in 99. They had Tim Couch, but they had Kevin Johnson as a wide receiver. And Kevin was handed the starting wide receiver position, and he didn't earn it. And all of a sudden, I think, you know, you don't realize what it takes. And it wasn't that, you know, he thought, well, I'm a starting wide receiver, I don't have to get better. Well, you do. And I asked him one day, I said, Kevin, I said, you ever asked Dwight Clark, you know, what Jerry Rice used to do, you know, in practice and stuff to, you know, to get better? And he says, no, why? And I said, well, the guy's the best wide receiver that's played the game. I said, it might be a good question,
yeah.
You know, I think, you know, when you've got somebody that, you know, if you're Pinkston, if you're Laval, and you know they drafted somebody that plays your position, and, you know, he's got a chance to maybe, you know, work into the lineup, then, you know, everybody gets better. And I think, you know, that competition that they've created is, you know, is really going to be a big plus for the offensive line.
And at the very most, he could emerge as a starter. I mean, we'll see. He's fifth round pick, but definitely some high expectations. Former high school wrestler too. He's got a lot of toughness, and the book on him is that he plays with a lot of nasty.
Well, yeah, and when you're playing a guard position, you always got, you know, pretty much somebody, you know, on you real close. So, you know, a wrestler is more of that, where if you get out of tackle, then you want the basketball player that's played defense, because
right,
the footwork is, you know, opening your hips, and, you know, playing like, you know, the quarterback is the hoop, and you're trying to keep your body between him and the basket. The concept is the same. And, you know, hey, I've seen guys drafted lower than fifth round that have survived around here in the offensive line for, you know, a while. So, you know, the thing is, they've gotten here. Now, you know, what's the upside? Well, you got two big-bodied guys that have a good upside.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And what does this mean, you think, too, for probably the future or the potential of an Eric Steinbach coming back? I guess my sense here is with the addition of these two players, Mitchell Schwartz and Ryan Miller, it's probably less likely to think that that Eric's going to return.
Yeah, I would think so. You know, and it's a little bit of a shame because I liked Eric.
Of course,
he could have played in our era. I mean, he was
throwback kind of guy.
Throwback, you know, kind of guy. But by the same token, you know, you've got good leadership in the offensive line. You've got a guy like Joe Thomas, and you know, who's got the great work ethic. And the thing about Joe Thomas that if these kids, you know, want to learn how to do it, you know, when it comes to technique, nobody has as good as technique is Joe Thomas. I mean, yeah. That's why he's been to the Pro Bowl 5 times in 5 years, because, you know, he is just kind of what what they give the award for, the best technician, and
sure.
Joe has won that. And, you know, this is a good environment for these two young kids to be involved in.
And I think George Warhop, too, as an offensive line coach, look what he did with those two young guys last week. Just getting through the season with two rookies at guard was a difficult thing. So he's got a couple of other new guys to teach. And I'd say, like you say, between Joe Thomas and Warhop, these guys are in good hands.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and you throw in Alex Mack. You know, Alex, you know, is no slouch either. And, you know, he's been in the league now about 3 years. And so, you know, the thing is, when you watch players, the amazing thing is a veteran player will help the guy that's playing behind him. And, you know, in most environments, if somebody's, you know, there to maybe take your job, you don't do this. But when you got a guy like, you know, Joe Thomas and Alex Mack, they're willing to share their knowledge because they understand that if they can make that guy better, they're making the team better.
Doug, great stuff, and we will catch up with you down the line, my friend.
Okay, sounds good.
He is Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, former Browns offensive lineman, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $169 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Oh, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
How are you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that can. Randall store about five times.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I like a weed-free spread. That's how I roll, so I reach for Roundup Extended Control. Driveway, patio, I spray just once, and it's adios weeds for up to four sweet months.
Roundup Extended Control.
It's the one folks trust. Roundup's the master. Anything less could spell disaster. Kills weeds dead and kills them quick. Get yours now. You got weed butt to kick.
Roundup Extended Control.
Want weeds gone? Roundup's the way. The top weed fighter in the USA.
Roundup Extended Control.
Spray once, stop weeds for months. Always follow label directions.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease the best-selling Escape or F-150 for only $199 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick.
A little southbound from Allman Brothers. Very, very nice. Dave DiNatale, my outstanding producer, collaborating with me on stuff from my from my iPhone. Thank you, buddy, for doing that. Appreciate it. Thank you. This segment, as we move on through this show, this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. These are the questions that you, the season ticket holders, submit to us here. Going to have a couple of those, and then we'll also get some social media questions. But there were a couple of season ticket holder questions from the draft that we want to address. Lori from Twinsburg, she's been a season ticket holder since 1999. She doesn't sound very happy here. Well, she's got some issues about what the Browns are doing. And Lori says, once again, the airwaves are full of stories that the Browns are going to trade Colt McCoy since we now have Brandon Whedon. Glad we have Whedon, but we will be greatly unhappy, the Browns, who have absolutely no foresight and track record of making good decisions. Really? Trade away Colt McCoy. So she said she'd be unhappy about McCoy being traded away and cites this lack of foresight. I don't know about this, Lori. If you have two quarterbacks with potential, then let them compete for the starting job and keep a strong guy in the wings. Murphy's Law, and Murphy, parentheses, and Murphy does live in Cleveland Brown Stadium. Ouch. You trade Colt. Whedon gets killed early in his rookie, well, I hope you mean injured. Early in his rookie season, parentheses, like a few other former Cleveland quarterbacks, we don't need to mention names. Us fans lose again. Since the confidence level in Shurmur and company isn't exactly boiling over, parentheses, unlike our tempers, a lot of parentheses references here, let's trade him and give Whedon and McCoy something to work with in addition to Richardson. Well, look, here's the deal. I don't see your point about foresight and track record of good decisions. I think the decisions that have been made relative to personnel, as I said earlier, I do think you give Tom Heckert and company more than a plus grade on this, more than a passing grade on this. What they've added is substantive and counts. And I don't know what there's really to hate about the last two drafts, because you're building defense, and then this particular draft on paper, and that's all we can judge it on. And I temper my enthusiasm until we see these guys on the field. But it's hard not to be excited about the arrival of Trent Richardson and the arrival of a franchise quarterback, and that's what Brandon Whedon is. And the McCoy insurance policy you're talking about, from a competition, I mean, that may very well play out. I don't know that it will, but it's possible. I'm not going to sit here and say it's likely, and I wouldn't rule out. I think I'm leaning in the direction of seeing, you know, Colt McCoy probably wanting to be elsewhere, even though, you know, he hasn't said anything about what his future is. But how happy would he be to know the real possibility of being a backup after being a starter these last this last season, and then what, half of the previous season? Dr. Richard, he's a club-level member since 1977. I'm giving this team one more year. The draft was not thrilling by any means, but I'm giving it some hope because that is all we have right now. Thank you, Doctor. Okay, that's fair enough. And you've been at, you've been invested in this since 1977, and you're reaching your point of saying time is now for you for the team to, as you say, as the saying goes, what, fish or cut bait, let you cut yourself away from it. I get that, and I think this draft was conducted in a way that is sort of the opportunity to make it happen. You know, I'm going to use a term. Am I going to use a term now or never? It certainly has that feeling of being that critical of a draft for the particular group running this football team. You get a certain number of cracks at the at bats, if you will, to succeed and turn things around. And when you're 4-12 after 5-11, those results are what speaks the loudest in terms of your ability to keep getting the chance to build this and see this through. But I think the addition of this talent, which is young, but I think very talented, will have a great opportunity to blossom. And I feel good again about what's coming in and what the results will be. And I don't think it's a stretch to say three starters were picked with the first three picks, and that leaves six guys somewhere in there that are going to, in various ways, make significant impact, do things that we're not necessarily right now can say for sure what they'll be or who will be the guy that steps up and sort of out of nowhere, and who from previous years on this football team makes an impact. That all remains to be seen. Question from Twitter, from the Browns official Twitter page, from Zen. How does the team expect the receiving game to pick up the slack from 2011 without addressing the need for a wide receiver until the fourth round of the draft? Zen, and others have brought this up, what I can't really connect with is this notion that it was only and all about receiver, and that if you didn't get that right early on and didn't hit that position early enough on, you fail. What did you want a receiver at 4 instead of the trade to 3 to ensure that Trent Richardson's on the football team? Who hates that? Who hates having Trent Richardson on the Browns? Because I don't. And then at 22, do you want to see a receiver picked there when the three best receivers were off the board? And I didn't love enough of the guys below the last of those three, Kendall Wright taken at 20, to say that 22 was the place to go and get a receiver. I can't presume where you wanted them to get the wide out before 4, but I'm going to take the wild guess and say it's the 37th pick overall, the second round pick. And that's where they chose the right tackle. And that's where they chose a tackle that they believed and studied as a player versus players at all positions at that spot was the guy to get then, that they had rated higher then, and could project into their team and into the starting spot at right tackle. It wasn't a whimsical pick, I guess is what I'm trying to make clear. And it seems like people read this as, oh yeah, they just threw a dart at the board. Let's get an offensive tackle here. That sounds like a good idea. Yeah, let's do that. This guy was studied. This guy was, we talked about it with Doug Deacon earlier. I mean, they know precisely what this guy is going to be for them based on what they've studied at the collegiate level. Is that a guarantee of anything? No. No, but we know that. And I don't know if I have to always give that qualifier when we talk about rookies, but I feel compelled to, because you don't know how they're going to pan out. But and nobody does. But I'm not troubled by that position being taken over receiver, because that position, locking that down, having a credible, solid right tackle to go along with the other parts on that O-line, should contribute to the receiver position, the offense in general being better, as will Trent Richardson's play, as will, just go on and on. The defense playing better is going to help make the offense better. It goes hand in hand. All right? I know why that frustration and all that sense of, you score more when you got receivers. Yeah, you do a lot more when you've got talented players on the field. If two of those top three, particularly the first two, are big-time contributors to this team, the issues over receiver become less, I think, less of an issue or less of a discussion. Just my take. Okay, we've got more coming up. A conversation with another of the Browns draft picks, speaking of them, one of the fourth rounders, James Michael Johnson, a linebacker from Nevada, is going to join us by telephone, so you get to meet him a little bit. That's coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, quick food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreat, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Looking for a new pharmacy? Choose Discount Drug Mart for fast, friendly, convenient service. New customers, start the new year off right by earning 500 Pro Points with a new or transferred prescription. Pro Points can be redeemed for free Indians, Cavs, Monsters, or Gladiators memorabilia and game time experiences. Start saving today with our $1.99 generic prescription program, which includes diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, and antibiotic medication.
Hurry, offer ends January 31st, 2012. See store for details. Discount Drug Mart is open every day, including holidays.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1414. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1414.
I'm Joel Matlin, President of Alarm Force. Ask any police officer what's the best way to catch a criminal, and they'll say video evidence, which is why we've created the Alarm Force Video Relay. See and speak to whoever's at your front door through your cell phone. Plus, all actions are recorded in an archived history. Call today.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hi, this is Alex Mack, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily. The center just told you it's driven by Liberty Ford. And now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. Browns season tickets start at $32 a game, a significant savings over single game prices. Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more. Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434, or visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this segment, it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game. Joining us now on the line is James Michael Johnson. He is one of the Browns' fourth-round picks, a linebacker from Nevada. James Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, man. Thank you for being here. I'm happy you guys wanted to have me on.
Oh, no doubt about it. So right off the bat, this real long name, is JMJ going to work? Is that what we can use going forward or not?
Yeah, that's a perfect nickname, man. They called me in college and it kind of stuck with me, so I kind of like it.
I saw that in a couple of places, but I just wanted to be sure, and I haven't met you yet, so I always want to check that out. But I know you're going to be coming here next week along with the other rookies as part of the rookie minicamp. Just first of all, how exciting is it to find yourself drafted and joining this football team?
Man, it's a blessing, man. I'm just glad, you know, I got picked, so I'm just ready to get in there and go to work.
And reading and seeing some of the stuff that you've done at the collegiate level, reading what analysts have said about you and talking with some of the folks here, they like your toughness, they like your aggressiveness, all the things you want to see at a linebacker, and especially your presence as a middle linebacker. I mean, you're very comfortable in that Mike role.
Yeah, I am. I've played that my last two roles in two years in college, so I feel like I thrived at that position.
And you know, coming to this football team, there's an outstanding guy in the middle by the name of DeQuell Jackson. How familiar are you with DeQuell's game and what he's done, and what's the thought of coming aboard here and learning from him and backing him up?
Oh, man, he's one of the best middle linebackers in the game right now, man. I've watched him. Every time I can catch a Browns game on TV, it's kind of hard in the West Coast.
Right.
But every time I can catch a Browns game, you know, I'll study him and see how he's doing, how he's making blocks and how he's running around the field. So I watch him a lot. He's one of my favorite players.
Who, and you don't necessarily have to say him, because like you said, you see him when you can see him, but I'm sure you study guys who play that middle linebacker position in the NFL. Who are some of the players, or is there a player that you've patterned your game after a little bit?
Probably Patrick Willis, Ray Lewis, guys like that. Navarro Bowman recently, I liked watching him last year. He had a great year. London Fletcher, he's one of my favorite guys to watch too. He's been doing it for a long, long time, so I try to take a little picks from what I see him doing on the field.
Right, and the thing is with you, and I could see, you know, picking in some cases like a London Fletcher. Obviously, your height is a little. You're right around what, 6'1" thereabouts.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So from that standpoint, it's not an unusual height for the position, but in fact, it can be a benefit to be a little bit lower to the ground and getting that leverage there. But that's never been something, because in this quote big man's game, I'm sure, you know, you'll always hear people say, oh, well, you know, if he was a little bit taller, he'd be you know, a first round pick or something like that. You've probably been facing that and overcoming that your whole career.
Yeah, I mean, people have been saying that, but I never really had a problem with my height. I mean, I never thought that 6'1" was short in a football, because, I mean, it's a low man's game anyway, so.
And what about your special teams contribution? Because you know that's going to be huge. That's going to be the first place that this football team is going to look for you to make an impact and really be a difference maker.
Yeah, that's cool with me, man. I don't mind playing special teams. You know, I did that throughout my 4 years at Nevada. I played kickoff. Punt, kickoff return, a little bit of punt return. So I like special teams. I'm not one of those guys that's going to shy away from special teams. I'm going to be the first one in those meetings and getting on the field.
James Michael Johnson, also known as JMJ, is joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. He is one of the Browns' fourth-round draft picks, a linebacker from Nevada. And, you know, you look at your game, too, and the other thing that's said quite a bit about you is your high effort, is play after play, seeing you give it your all, and whether it's, again, you know, attacking line of scrimmage, going into coverage, whatever it might be, you hear this about some players that, well, sometimes guys can take that down off. You never hear that about you.
Yeah, I mean, I try to pride myself in that. You know, our D coordinator we had my junior senior, he kind of changed how I played a lot in that aspect of it. He made sure we all finished plays and we trying to strip at the ball carrier and just doing extra stuff to try to knock the ball carrier back and stuff like that. So I think that helped me a lot.
What else besides DeQuell Jackson, you look at this football team and especially this draft class, you're part of one that is so important to the Browns' future. And you know the names, of course, Trent Richardson and Brandon Whedon on down. Your general sense of being part, one of the nine guys who's coming aboard this football team at a time when all of you guys, in one way or another, have to, as far as the Browns fans are concerned, as far as the Browns are concerned, have to be and make a big difference.
Yeah, man. From what I've seen, man, like we got a really, really good draft class. Like I'm so happy that I got picked on this team. You know, I feel like this is one of the best draft classes of the NFL this season. So I mean, I'm just happy to get a chance to come in with these guys and at this time.
And, you know, you're coming to a town in Cleveland that's going to really appreciate that work ethic and the grittiness of defense. I mean, they want their football team to score as many touchdowns as it can. Don't get me wrong. But the fan base here, I know, appreciates tough, hard-nosed, scrappy defensive players, and through their history, you know, they've had them on this team. And so what I'm telling you is it'll be, if you can make that kind of impact, and special teams counts in this. I mean, anything you do on the field that reflects what you've been as a collegiate player will go over big with this fan base.
Yeah, that's one of the things I'm looking forward to most, man, coming in, especially from seeing what other teams are in the division and who you guys play all the time. I'm like, that's my kind of football, really, you know, teams like that and games like that. I embrace that. You know, I was really hoping to get drafted to a team where they pride themselves on defense, and they're a real tough, hard-nosed team. They play hard-nosed football. That's the kind of football I want to play.
Super. Well, I'll tell you what, we appreciate the fact that you've taken some time to join us, JMJ, and we wish you all the best and look forward to seeing you here next week.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
He is James Michael Johnson, linebacker for Nevada, one of the Browns' fourth-round picks, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Okay, so when Lydia and I got married, we didn't realize our monogram was going to be so uncool.
Yeah, DSL, super lame. Your fault, David Sanford. I mean, we're like young, but staring back from every washcloth and bath towel is like the name for crazy slow old school internet.
Seems like just about everyone's switching from the phone company's DSL to Cox high-speed internet. No wonder PCMag.com just rated Cox fastest internet in America.
With Cox, I'm streaming feature films in the blink of an eye.
We should give all this monogram stuff to your brother Danny. We'll just dump it all on his front porch. He's a slow mover.
But how can we? It even says DSL on our door knocker.
This just isn't right.
Till DSL do us part, baby.
Don't be stuck with DSL. Get the high-speed internet more people are going for. Cox High-Speed Internet. Now just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Come by any Cox Solutions store or go to Cox.com to switch today. Limited time offer for residential customers only. $19.99 is for Cox Internet Essential. After promotion period, regular rates apply. Installation, equipment, taxes, other fees additional. Other restrictions may apply.
Hello, this is Scott for Scots. I've got a bit of a bee in my britches about rumours being spread lately by Pennington. So let me set the record straight. Scots uses the finest premium seed in their grass seed products. Seed that's been tested and proven to grow and thrive. And with nearly 150 years of innovation and experience in grass seed, you're not getting filler. With Scots, you're getting the best seeds that's guaranteed to have your lawn looking its healthy best. So seed your lawn with Scots and only Scots. Seed it.
The Chrysler Town and Country event is happening right now at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. The Roadman Kenny Rhoda here, and the new 2012 Town and Country Touring can be yours right now for only $26,230 or lease one for just $249 a month. But you have to hurry. They only have 12 left on the lot at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. If a Chrysler 200 is the one you want, then come get a new 2012. That's right, buy a Chrysler 200 right now for $25,340 or lease it with no money down for just $289 a month. I've driven the Chrysler 200. It rocks. Or how about a 2012 Jeep Patriot Latitude? Buy it for just $22,735. Maybe you want to lease it instead. No problem. It's just $279 a month with no money down. These great deals won't last long at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. So what are you waiting for? Get on out to 123 Broadway Avenue in Bedford and get one before they're gone. Save big. Save now. Call 440-232-2121 for more details and tell them the Roadman sent you to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Welcoming you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Questions, the Ask Vic portion of this show. It, too, driven by Liberty Ford. Questions that you submit via the Browns' official Facebook, Twitter pages. Jason, via Twitter. Merrill Hodge just compared Trent Richardson to Earl Campbell. It's quite a comparison. Physically, no. I mean, Earl Campbell, big, gigantic. Picture those gigantic thighs that he has. Trent is a power guy and lower. I think a lot lower to the ground. Campbell more of a big time collision runner. I'd say Trent has a little more elusiveness. I'm not sure. I see the power and explosiveness Merrill's talking about. And man, if he's anything close to, you know, the Hall of Famer, that's quite a comparison. Mark via Twitter. I do believe with the guys we have, we can secure a playoff berth. It is going to take durability, strong defense, and will. Wow. I don't know if there's a playoff berth in this particular team. I think there's a team that makes a significant stride to that end. I think, you know, young people are going to contribute and at times play like young people. That's the reality of it, too. So that could be part of it. And it's a very tough schedule and a very tough division. But I do think the talent is what rises. And I know this sounds like what Mark's excited about. And durability is key. There were had some key injuries to this football team last year. I mean, every team has injuries, but there were several that caused issues for this team, obviously. Jeff via Twitter, why is Seneca willing to be a mentor now, Seneca Wallace, when he openly admitted to not helping Colt McCoy? You know, this is an interesting dynamic. It sounds like, and we had Seneca Wallace on the show last night, it sounds like Seneca is taking the proactive position that the arrival of Brandon Whedon as a first-round pick, and he made the point to note how significant it is, 22nd overall choice, joining the team, what it means to the big picture of quarterback and of the team in general, and that is you bring that guy on, he's going to be the guy. He's going to be the starter. You don't make that investment and pick and not put him in that position. And for Seneca's sake, it is just the understanding that at this, you know, he wants to be with the program, wants to be on this football team, and knows with 10 years or so of experience, he could fill this mentoring role. You know, he's got the credential to do that based on experience. Why he would choose to do it with one guy over the other, I don't know. I don't know if there's more to that than that, or his sense that maybe his feeling with McCoy, as he explained, it sounded like he wanted to be more in the competition of the position and was less accepting of McCoy, you know, being the guy, you know, being the guy that would that he would, you know, have to, I guess, mentor or accept the role behind, and he's going to accept it more with this guy. Yeah, I think it sounds like it's just more status, draft status, influencing that. I'm trying to get into the guy's head, and that's very hard to do with anybody. Doug via Facebook, let's make this clear. Whedon played in a defensively weak conference and had the top college wideout to throw to. That was, of course, Justin Blackmon. While some physical attributes are better, Whedon is not an upgrade to Colt. Just wait till he takes a few pro snaps and sees some of the AFC North blitz packages. This is not a great thing in Cleveland. All right, Doug. Well, I don't know. I think if it's a defensively weak conference and you play well in it and put up the numbers he put up in a short amount of time, doesn't that count for something? I mean, if you rise above the level of the competition, I think that says something about you as a quarterback. That's my read. And his stature, physical stature, and all other things. Good arm. Really good arm. Doug Deacon, we want to thank him. James Michael Johnson, we want to thank Lauren Voorhees and Brian Smith and Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli and our outstanding producer, the one and only Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.